Blog Talk Radio.
This is Conglomerate Radio.
Can you get me some salt and vinegar chips? And some now and laters? Oh, I really want a tropical fantasy. Some butter crunch cookies and Drake cake.
Of course, why would it work? Why would it work? We get nothing for this.
You're an idiot.
It's the greatest show in the world, you fucking asshole.
All they do is stay out there and talk about garbage. They just talk, talk, talk.
And don't forget my skills. It's because you are going to the La Vega.
The verbal barbershop is in order.
Oh, good for you!
Welcome to the show, people. We are in effect.
Wow. Just wow.
Yes, people. If anybody's up and actually listening to this horse shit right now, or if you bothered to be in front of your computer, the phone number is 914, area code 914. 803-4123. The show's going to be free form. We're still having the same goddamn audio problems we had the last show.
Blame it on Deuce again. Damn you, Deuce. Deuce, you had 1 week to figure this out, man. You still can't do it.
Nah. Oh, by the way, also, that's right, for those that don't know already by now, I am the PAB, a.k.a. the Poas Boricua. And also, on the other line is DJ Sid, the man, the myth, the legend.
A.K.A. sounded like T-Pain.
That's right. We got the vocal to work in the night.
Excellent. Actually, Ron Browns.
Oh, man. Don't even get me started on Ron Browns. I'm sick of him at this point.
Did you see the video for jumping out the window yet?
No, I haven't. I think I've been avoiding it on a subconscious level.
Actually, the Rock video isn't bad. The Rock version of the video is not bad. As bad as that sounds, as bad as that for me to actually say that, it's not that bad.
Man, I'm just... He sounded like a one-trick pony, not at least on him being as a performer, not as a producer, so...
Right. No, I agree with you on that. But, you know, I'll give the guy a little bit of credit for experimenting with that song, at least. Anything else, I don't know. Totally different.
Okay. Yeah, oh. Also, we got to give... We got to call him out because this weekend was his birthday. He's an old man. DJ Sid.
Oh,
big
man.
Hey,
can I give a birthday shout out today for the weirdo?
What? If you want to, go ahead.
Absolutely. Comedian Billy Cameron. Happy birthday, my friend.
Yeah.
I think he made a shout out on his birthday. He sent me his message on for mine, in which I had no time to actually relax and enjoy it, but sorry. It's not the first, and it's not going to be the last.
All right, that's fine, man. So, you know what, like I said, me and him have a little thing, but I ain't going to be a prick.
No.
I think it's no more of a prick than I've already been.
No. Also, while I'm at it, I think this is going to be the first time I'm actually going to announce it. Maybe I should save it till later. Actually, I'll save it till later.
Is that a announcement? Tease?
Yeah, that's a tease. That is officially a tease, my friend.
Wow.
What are you doing?
All right, we got a tease popping off.
See, you know what, tease? That's what you get for screwing my audio. So, you know, he doesn't have to give it to me.
Oh, man. But we're definitely having all kinds of problems. So if the show's likely to go up, down, left, right. Oh, forget about it. I think so far we started off on a good foot, though. Well,
we do our best work like this.
Yeah, we'll see. If they can appreciate, you know, your best Roger Troutman right there, then we'll be on and popping.
That'd be awesome. Give me that, and I'll start singing it like near the 30-minute mark.
What else was I going to say? Also, the intro, it was, we have a new show intro, I guess, to lead into our quote-unquote third season.
Does this really count as the third season? I don't know.
I don't know. You're dating the season, so.
Yeah, I think Yeah, I think we got more, like, two more left. I think this ends our second season, to be honest with you.
So you heard what it is. There is some new audio in there that was recorded, as well as you guys heard some clips. You guys heard some clips from some past shows. That was real clips.
Wow, I could have a best of compilation, but, you know.
It could happen. It's there.
Absolutely. We'll package it with Special Skills book.
What was I going to say? Oh, God damn, I'm already forgetting stuff because I'm already half asleep, like I've announced to everybody who knows me. Yeah, so you heard the new audio. I was going somewhere with this. Also, we're probably in the coming weeks, the next couple of shows, we're probably going to have some new drops being played throughout the show where it makes sense. Because we put the word out. For those that don't know, we put the word out. If anybody wants to just contribute to the show just for hell of it, you know, for just little shout-outs on the show to play, coming in and out of bits or in and out of songs, yo, submit them. And I got a couple of replies, and I already got one submission, which we'll probably get to at one point tonight.
Is that an official, like, challenge or for our audience out there?
Was that challenge? This is more like, yo, if y'all want to be a part of it and have some fun, you know, we always give credit where credit's due, you know, and if it's good, we'll play it and we'll use it consistently.
And if it's bad,
we'll still play it.
If it's bad, we're still going to play it.
Exactly.
It's going to happen. I hope they like the new time slot. No, I still got to see. Well, thanks for accommodating me for this one, because I've actually had to do, can't do the 9:30 thing for the foreseeable future. So.
Yeah, we gotta figure out what we're gonna do in the coming weeks. But also, go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I was about to say, but we'll figure it out some other time. I mean, obviously, it doesn't affect anything on the syndicated version, the one that goes overseas, but obviously, the live version, it does. So. We'll make it available.
Oh my God! I feel like I am talking. I feel like I'm playing War Games.
Sorry.
It's all Deuce's fault, that bastard. God damn it! I keep forgetting my train of thought here. I can't.
I know you have time out of it. I know you know.
I am completely out of it. You have no idea how out of it I am right now. Oh, I know what I was gonna get to.
Okay.
This show is officially, this is across the board, all right, for all of them. This is the 25th show, so we actually have 25 legitimately in the bag.
Yeah, because I figure that's how we label the episode. It's 13 a season. That's the way we go. So
we are at...
Next show would start our third season.
So, yeah, we are at number 25. We've done 25 of these. Technically, we've done 27 of these. But see, people don't know.
Yeah, people don't really. One episode is never going to do the light of day because my partner in crime over here goes on a huge tangent. And it's not. And believe me, we're a bunch of rude people. But, that's unairable.
Completely unairable. Bitch. We're talking about No.
And if anybody actually finds that audio, because, I mean, the only people that actually have that audio are probably me, you, and I don't even think Deuce has, to be honest with you. I don't think Deuce has even heard it. And you know what? And we'll keep it that way. But,
hell with him.
Yeah, hell with him. We'll maybe one day we'll sneak it in as an Easter egg, like the first rant that you go on.
Oh,
maybe I'll put that on like as a bonus thing on a mixtape that I do later on, if I get to it.
All right, man. Yo, what was I going to say? Okay, so there was a couple things we could touch upon. Lord knows there's a bunch of dumb, stupid things we could touch on.
Wait, you want to hit the Chris Breezy thing again?
Do we want to hit the Chris Breezy? Oh, you know what? I got something for Chris Breezy today. All right, Man on the Street. I'm going to look to incorporate in the next couple of weeks. I don't want to commit myself to anything, but for anybody who's been listening regularly, I'm going to start with the drops. You know, we're going to try to include the few people that do listen to the show that we communicate with on a regular basis. So with the drops, we're also going to probably get every now and then Man on the Street opinions about various things, because Lord knows we hear all kinds of crazy crap from our group and circle of friends and coworkers. So if we could get that audio and share it, of course, with permission, we're going to do it. And in celebration of it officially being that Chris Brown and Rihanna have gotten back together, all right, here is our first woman on the street, all right? When asked about Chris Brown and the Rihanna situation, get ready for this one, Sid.
Sometimes I feel like a bitch deserves to be hit. Because I know I can make a nigga hit me. I know I have the ability to make a nigga want to knock me the fuck out. So sometimes a bitch needs to be hit.
Okay.
You know, if they didn't listen to the last episode, go download it. What we talked about, because when we hit that topic, you know, what your woman said to you, and you know, what I said about it, but I can't really disagree with you, bro.
No.
I can't really do.
Did you hear that fine, or do we need to go through that one more time? Do we need to clarify?
Well, you know what? I got a ton of email on it, too. Like, I don't know if you can donate women. I don't. I really don't. I made that very perfectly clear. But.
What?
There's a but. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it's official. They're back together, so say what you will, man.
They're staying at a Diddy's house, right? Miami or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Down in Miami. Oh, also, we got to give a big Fat Dookie shout out. Y'all can keep him Miami. Fat Joe is now living in Miami full time.
See ya.
See you. Bye. He's claiming they're more loyal. Peace. Have fun.
Have fun. Yeah, exactly. I wonder who he's going to work out of money now, which quote-unquote discovery that he's going to have.
Good luck, fat boy.
Well, you know what? Listen, 50 kills careers and, you know what? Nothing from him. Nothing.
And he's already trying to get his first street single popping off with, what is it? With Ron Brown, as a matter of fact, on it.
Yeah. I actually did hear it on the way home. Yeah. I did hear it. You know, it equals garbage. So.
It's complete garbage.
That's not good. It's not good.
Oh, man, it was a piece of crap. I couldn't even deal with that, man. I can't. At this point, he's following the trend. He follows the trend every album.
Yeah.
He jumps on whatever is hot, and he follows the trend. It's like, oh, man, you can't. Forget it, man. You lost.
You want to talk on the Cameron Jim Jones thing?
The Cameron Jim Jones thing? Oh man, that's all right. You know what? That's just retarded. The fact that Cameron's talking about how he talked to Jim Jones over the phone. You know, they're kind of cool with each other. You know, but right now they're just gonna do their own thing. And what was it? As of yesterday, Jim Jones said they never spoke at all.
Right. That was on a. That was on Sirius, right? He said it with Angela Yee, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
Big shout out to Angela Yee, just from running past her a couple times. So.
Man, yeah. It's just ridiculous. Those two are retarded. Those two.
Who got the better end of that deal, by the way? I mean, you want to talk about who got the better end of that deal? Hands down, it's got to be Jim Jones. Cameron,
yeah.
He had his little shine on, but Jim Jones is a breakout star, you know?
Jujo is a breakout star, but keep it in mind, though, I still give, even though I'm not crazy about the whole, you know.
I'm not either. I'm totally not either.
But Cameron, but I think if I have to give talent, I give more talent to Cameron. You know what I mean?
Oh, without a doubt.
Even though you do lose points. You do lose a hell of a lot of points if one of your street singles is called Cookies and Apple Juice. With Cookies and Apple Juice. Another one was the other street single is I Used to Get It in Ohio.
You can stay in Ohio if you'd like.
It's crazy.
I like him on to a point, you know? So.
You know, Barney Rubble in the Double Trouble. Burst your bubble, nubble, nubble.
dude rock the pink.
Shave when I get stubble.
I'm saying, dude rock the pink rain. I'm not saying, you know. Don't get me wrong. Listen, X-Men rocked the pink sunny and made it look cool in videos. But
nice.
Thanks, Deuce. Deuce, you're gonna have to Google that, all right?
The pink Range Rover. He actually eBayed that joint, too.
Yeah, I know. Did you actually have a profit for it?
I don't even know what they got for it. But they sold it. I know that. I definitely know they sold it.
I don't remember either. Listen. Alright, maybe I should get into the announcement right now. Should I?
Wait, what happened?
I said maybe I should get into the announcement right now.
Sure. Just be sure that you speak clearly into the mic because we're still having all kinds of audio difficulties.
Okay.
Do you need
a drum roll? No, I don't think I need a drum roll. But you know what? You got a joint handy? You got a joint playing?
Well, you need some background music?
No. You got a joint playing before this announcement?
Yeah, man. We could play. You know what, man? We got some stuff queued up. You know what? It's a belated birthday wish to you.
Oh, thanks.
You know what I mean? It's a belated, so we lined up some stuff. You know what? We're going to go old school with it because for a couple of, like, for at least 2 months there, we were playing nothing but new stuff, which there ain't nothing wrong with it. But you know what, man? Let's get into some new stuff. Yo, man, how about this? I'll throw out the artist and you let me know the artist and I'll just pick the song, all right? I'll surprise you with the song. We got Lords. We got Buckshot.
Okay.
We got Main Source. We got Organized Confusion.
Wow.
And we got The Alcoholic, son. Oh, wait a minute. We got to put that on pause. I don't believe this. Let's see what's up. Our first phone caller, like, in 2 months, yo.
You're making it seem real bad.
All right. Hold on, caller. We're going to get to you right now, man. Yo. Welcome to the show. You're on the air, caller. I don't know where you're calling from.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi, I was calling about something to do with the stimulus package.
The stimulus
package?
Yes. I don't know.
Okay, by all means.
Is this a blog where we can talk about anything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I just had a question. I want to know what you thought about the stimulus package, about Obama recently putting in money in the healthcare and the economy.
Karen, where are you calling from? Are you calling from the UK?
Well, actually, yes, I'm calling from London, and I was noticing in the papers that every single day it seems like America is having such troubles, and as you know, all the economies is shutting down in the market. And I didn't know what your thought is. Here in the UK, we're just trying to do the best we can. But it's so disheartening to hear about all the problems of Americans.
All right. As a matter of fact, Pop, you want to hit on this first before I go in?
Yo, you know what, man? When it comes to the Obama stuff, Sid, I think you're stronger. Your opinion's not as stronger because, yo, I've been this whole thing with the recession. I was predicting this recession over here in the States about 2 or 3 years ago to everybody I knew. And frankly, you know what, man? I live paycheck to paycheck like most of us do. And frankly, me being broke ain't nothing new. So it's like I saw this coming. So it's just like to me, it's another day at the job. So Sid, you go in on this, please.
Well, first, thank you for the call. Thank you for calling. It's pretty late for you out there. So probably close to 4 o'clock in the morning. Stimulus package, Obama. Well, you know, one thing kind of leads to another. We saw the economic downfall happen to begin with. But pouring in money is good, but it's also bad. One of Obama's main points in the stimulus package was to give a tax break to people who are making $250,000 a year.
Yep.
But this is based on the assumption that people are going to get a tax break and get a refund and whatnot. They're actually thinking that the people who are receiving this money are going to go out and spend it to stimulate the economy.
That's the hopes. That's the hopes, because the stimulus, for Yeah, if you really break down the stimulus, there's a lot of money going into a lot of oddball jobs. Like, there's money going into tattoo removal, you know? It's like, that's oddball shit.
That's the problem with it. If it was going into something that was useful, I don't want to say none of it, you know, is useful. There is actually some of it that could work. But a majority of where this money is getting pumped to doesn't really seem beneficial in the long run. You know?
Well, my understanding was, I knew someone that lives up in New York City who told me about the show, and he told me that for the tax refund, there was going to be about $8 to $13 that's going to get hit back in everyone's paycheck. Now, I don't know about you, but I couldn't stimulate my mother for $13.
I totally agree with you. I probably couldn't stimulate mine or Pablo. No, not at all.
I can't get a dime, man, out of my mom.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, listen, I'm not a big supporter of Obama to begin with. It just seemed like he got voted in, it seemed like a sexy pick for most of America. You know? As opposed to John McCain, I could see the reason why that people didn't vote for McCain. But I could see it's the same, you know, Democratic BS that you run into. The media falls in love with them. So, obviously, he's not going to get criticized as much as Bush did. I feel like Bush couldn't walk steps without getting criticized. And I'm saying that's just the reason. He did have his, you know, he did have his faults. But I think it got magnified as opposed to Obama. I think, you know, if we look at this 3 years from now and see if it worked, I think the media is going to make it sound like it.
Oh yeah, the picture is going to be painted, good or bad. The picture is going to be painted. I do agree with Sid on this. Even though I was more pro Obama than Sid was, I do agree with Sid that the media is definitely going to take the lead and paint a really pretty picture. Because the truth be told, Obama, I mean, worldwide, he's being viewed, you know, in high regards. But in America, he's a fucking rock star at this point. He is a fucking rock star.
He plays music.
Huh?
He plays music.
Well, no, not necessarily plays music. My statement saying that he's a rock star is that he's being treated in that regard. It's like he's being treated with a celebrity status.
Absolutely.
I'd like to see how psychic the two of you are. If you can give me a prediction on how long you think it would take for the economy to pick up.
I'll give it 3 years.
Wow, you're a hell of a lot more optimistic than I am.
I'll give it 3 years. Because you know what? When you hit rock bottom, there's only one way to go. You know? You can't even
You really think we hit rock bottom?
I don't think we have yet. I'll probably give it another year before we actually think that's a wash. But you know, maybe the 2 extra years are to rebuild. It depends on... I mean, there's a lot of BS programs that the stimulus package is going to. So, I mean... It's a lot to deal. We look at it, we do view the guy as a rock star. And I think the guy can literally knock on your door, whip it out, and piss right on your foot, and you would get, you know, people would think it's the greatest thing that ever happened. They'd keep the shoe, they'd probably sell it
on
eBay.
EBay.
Yeah. So, I don't think he's going to get bashed as much as anybody else would.
With eBay, though, I've had a problem with that myself. That's a totally different topic. But I noticed
right.
that on eBay, they put some very offensive things up there, and I saw they had a chain collar, and it said that Obama's grandfather was wearing it on the inauguration day.
That is wrong.
I don't even believe it went for the full 7 days. I think eBay investigated and pulled it off of eBay, but it was like a sterling silver collar with a little bit of
white. Oh, no, that's terrible.
And yeah, and they said that Obama's grandfather was wearing it the day of the inauguration, and people were whipping him with rods.
Wow, that is crazy.
Right, I don't know if that person was suspended.
Oh, man, well... It's that's going to happen anyway, only because recently Barnes & Noble's had to issue a public apology to, I think yesterday they had to issue a public apology to the president because I guess somebody took a picture of one of the display windows, and in one of the display windows they had all the Obama books, various Obama books and Michelle, and they're claiming that nobody that worked for their store did it. That it's probably kids who could get access to the window did it, but they moved the center book and replaced it with a book about monkeys. So
yeah, I mean, it goes along with the thing with the whole New York Post thing, you know. And obviously, you know, once again, Al Sharpton has to be in the middle of things, you know, with the Post cartoon. I don't know, Carl, have you seen that cartoon that was featured in the New York Post about the stimulus package?
What are you talking to, me or our caller?
I heard about that, something with like two cops and they shot him with like a monkey. But actually, that was nothing compared to the one I saw in the London Gazette. It had a picture of like two monkeys on a seesaw, and one was Obama, and the other one was I don't know if it was the other black one of the first. I'm not sure the other role of this black guy, and they were on a like little like a seesaw, a teeter totter, and there were these two white people like in like KKK outfits, and they were like throwing like acid on their face. I didn't know what it was about, and I don't really remember the line of it, but it was just very disturbing. And we brought that to the parliament, and they actually issued a statement of apology.
Really? Wow. I'm stunned that really got published, but yeah, you're totally right on the cartoon that was here in New York that got featured in Reverend Sharpton. Once again,
yeah, it was made a bigger. It was made when Reverend Al jumps on things. It really the first view of everybody is that it's glory seek. It's I don't think glory seek is the right term, but it's the equivalent of being an ambulance chaser. Mm-hmm. You know, it's this. It's looking to take advantage of a situation to expand one's goal. Or I'm not sure if I'm wording that right. I'm a bit punch drunk.
Al Sharpton.
No, I'm just saying, like, in regards to the political cartoon. The political cartoon, I believe, that whole political thing was, I mean, it looked really bad. For the editor to not catch on to it immediately was pretty goddamn ignorant. But for the way that Reverend Al, for where he took it, to the extremes that he took it, for the way he took, you know what I mean? Again, also, it's like, you know, like, he needs to step out the picture. You know what I mean? It's just like, you need your two cents into it.
Probably a good question why you say that.
Yeah.
If that wasn't Obama and Bush is still in office, would people pay to be killed out of it?
Of course not.
Of course not.
Of course not.
It's funny because in the early 90s, there was a situation regarding Al Sharpton and a young black woman named Tawana Brawley.
Right.
And
oh yeah.
And there was this whole story situation, saying she was raped and she was molested, and it turned out in the paper that she actually made it up.
Right.
She lived in London for about 2 years, recently, and then I think moved back to America. She actually was studying optometry school. She wanted to be an optometrist. I understand. And there was running jokes in England that there was even a cartoon on it. It says, "All right, bitch, let's see if you can see this." And they made really not nasty remarks about her. And it showed cops trying to chase her, like trying to, yeah, I guess, grope her. And you saw her next to one of those eye examination signs or something. And it was just very distasteful, but I can certainly see in America there's a lot more issues going on, many of them petty. I don't understand most of them.
Okay. Government here right now is majority rule. So he got this, back to your Obama thing, Tawana Brawley, in just a sec. Obama can pretty much get anything passed right now because he has both. The Democrats have control of both the Senate and the House. And
when you're breaking up really bad, I'm sorry about that. I just had to interject because even I had a hard time on it.
No, I'm sorry about that.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about the audio problems. Thank you, Deuce, our producer. Once again, he has control. Well, the Democratic Party has control of both the Senate and House here, so he can pretty much get anything passed. And the stimulus package that you're talking about, they voted, and none of the Republicans really voted for it. So this goes either way. He talked about partisanship, and that was one of his main points during his campaign. Obviously, that is not a thing. So look at it in two different ways, basically. If the stimulus package does not work, then there's going to be a surefire bet that this guy is a one-term president, and they'll probably be a Republican in 4 years in office. Because the whole party's going to look back and say, you know what? We had nothing to do with this. We washed our hands clean. It's
yep.
for your show.
Yep, and it's already been happening here in the States anyway. With all his beginning plans, everything was split right down the middle with Republicans versus Democrats. There was like no... There was a whole lot of finesse and a whole lot of slick talking to even get a lot of stuff by the House.
Sure.
It was split dead down the middle. There was nobody on the fence. It was literally us versus them. It was red versus blue. It was blood crip. It was nasty.
It was pretty bad. It is pretty bad.
It was blood and crip.
Oh, you give the analogy, Pops. Go.
Bloody Crips. Two rival street gangs that are pretty infamous here stateside.
Oh, those are the ones that say to each other, I'll cut you, hoe, and all that stuff.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, God. Yeah. I know those people. God help us all, baby chasers.
Where in the UK are you calling from?
In London.
Oh, you're actually in London. Okay.
I'm in London.
Obviously. Yeah, we have a... And how did you find out about the show?
Actually, one of my friends lives out in the city and told me
who's
about you guys.
Who is your friend that lives in New York City? Wow, I'm kind of honored about that. I do have a big UK audience, but just
oh, yeah.
Just kind
of
weird.
People are listening out here, and, you know, when we're out late at night and drinking and, you know, some of us, whoever's unemployed, we like to listen to you guys chat and talk about life and stuff.
Oh. I'm
a big fan of the unemployed. Big fan of the unemployed.
Oh,
I've been there. It's not fun sometimes. It really isn't. Look at the
I'm sure Tawana Brawley is unemployed herself.
Oh, yes. Probably, you know what? Oh, yeah. I forgot to hit the Tawana Brawley thing. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. Thanks, Deuce. You know what, Deuce, if you know so better, grab a mic and you speak about Bob Brawley. No, you're too young. That's right.
Deuce doesn't have a clue. To him, he probably thinks it's someone off of VH1 reality show. Trust me. Deuce doesn't know.
Yeah, he probably thought it was one of those hosts on from the movie or something. Whatever. The Tawana Brawley thing. Allegations are true. You know, she did make the whole thing up. That is the case. But, you know, here's the one thing that gets me about that whole situation. After everything, because it was publicized here in New York like nobody's business.
Yes.
The one thing that did not happen, that you would expect to happen, did not happen. And that was an apology from Al Sharpton.
Yeah, that's right. He has never apologized for that.
Never apologized for it. Because he was to the hilt. He was gung-ho about prosecuting the whole yard. Now, if there was two guys that did get convicted, what do you say to those two guys? You know? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, I just spent 7 years in jail. Thanks for the sorry. You know? It's just, he's willing to go the extra mile for his people. That's great. And I'm all for it. But there's a difference between him and Martin Luther King and X. And, you know, even Jesse Jackson.
You're right about that. Reverend Al, for years, has been trying to take up the mantle of trying to become the next, or at least what I perceive to be like a very powerful black leader in the same vein as Dr. King and Malcolm. even Jesse Jackson to an extent, and no. It said the Tawana Brawley case was a bad, you know, was just a hard, bad situation. The perm is a bad look. The sweatsuits were a bad way to start it off. It's just fucked up on all angles. Completely.
Yeah!
I think you even met him on the sweatsuit. Wow. Where did you get Google a sweatsuit and put it up on a page or something?
But, nah. But all right, man. I guess we should keep moving forward.
Absolutely.
All right, so caller, thank you very much for listening. We're going to let you go, all right? I don't know if he hung up or if he's there. All right, we're going to have to hang up on him. All right, well, we said goodbye.
Sorry about the call. I do appreciate the phone call. We really do. Thank you. Call back anytime if you'd like.
Yeah, I think we lost him. All right. So, you know what? You had the announcement. We had actually had – well, I'm just going to say that was an interesting call.
But you know what? It had substance to it.
Yes, it did. It had a lot of substance to it, but I have to admit, I have a bit of a raised eyebrow.
A bit of a raised eyebrow.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. You can get back to me. You get back to me behind the scenes about that?
I don't know. I don't know any more or any less than you do at this moment. I'm just saying I have a raised eyebrow.
Okay.
But,
well, that makes two of us.
But, interesting to say the least.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure if there's any truth to what could be in my head right now, I'll hear about it tomorrow. But
all
right, either way, man, I do appreciate the phone call. Whether, you know, whichever way it goes, I do. There was a lot of legitimacy to it. I'm kind of pissed that we're having so many audio problems, but
I apologize for that, and I'd like to thank you for that as well.
So, but
dude, you better have an apology ready, like a dear John, and I'll put it up on the conglomerate site, my friend.
Oh, man. So you know what? Let's do this. All right. So what we were saying, because you do have an announcement, we're going to get into one cut. At least one cut. We're going
to
go old school on them.
So
as a belated birthday gift, pick one. Organized Confusion. I'll give you one, right? I'll give you the choices again. Alcoholics, Organized Confusion, Main Source, Lords of the Underground, or let's say Buckshot.
I love BCT, man. Let's say Buckshot joint.
Which one? Wait, because you're cutting out. I still can't hear you.
All right, let's hear some Buckshot.
All right.
I love BCC. Come on.
So we'll be right back. If anybody else wants to call and harass us and pick Sid's brain about how much he wants to, like, you know, that he's a staunch Democrat, 914-803-4123.
It's a bodega. Come on.
Here comes the pitch, and it comes in wide. And the count now is 1-1 to Jackie Robinson. Billy
Martin ran over the second base. Better known as Robinson. Panic has another manic depressant. Adolescent stares at death. Now what's left when there ain't no God and a whole lot of pride? It might be a homicide, so let the drama slide. We don't want no problems, B. Get your name in the obituary column, shit. Cause life is too short and it just gets shorter. I wish I had a quarter for all my people they slaughter. Last year alone in the dead zone. Walk straight, but don't walk late. Cause I'm coming with a hate only made from what it made me. Cause nobody ever played me. Now it's only getting worse. Buckshot and Ace in the land of the waste. Kicking you in your face.
We be doing it up Brooklyn style. What does it take to get you out? My mentality is getting iller. Infiltrate, but wait, I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind thinks the matters, I'm gone with the wind. Because it is survival of the fittest. When the shit hits the fan, I got my shank in my hand. Black man with the permanent tan. I come from the villain, never ran. Damn, I'm feeling another part of reality. Hit me when I represent the FAP. Straight from the build, building, play the building. I mean literally when I say I make a killing. For my cypher, see I'm finna the Busta pipe. Original head stretch, set to Brooklyn all night. Do or die, I'm saying this, you or not. Bring your click, so we can get known like family sly. Used to see I in the bush. Mighty machine, rocking the rock, giving the push. And now we do it like this. We did it like that, and now we do it like this. Go inside your mind and find a time that you miss. And just think about the steel in your fist. It's just
an extension of your arm. It's that ghetto type of charm that makes all the homeboys warm. Can I drop the bomb? Oh, yes, I can. Move with the groove, smooth like Geechee Dan. Who is the man? Fat kid there. Who is the chick with the pick in her hair? Angela or Davis? And we roll like Avis. Rent a car, kid, there you are. You know where to find me whenever you need me. If you know the ass, follow the path to the land of the aftermath. But don't frolic in the midst. Crazy ass Brooklyn kids, cause they always throwing a body on my lawn. I'm getting a rock, voila, without a collar. Get off my block, boy, and give me a dollar for the trouble. Or get blown up like a bubble. Now let's take a sec to think back. The year of the 7-0, but Brooklyn was the place to go. Flow on a journey up the Crown Heights. Ebbets feel, feel the real on your life. Right, individuals live in the PJs. D-Evil check my DJ. Hey, play what I wanna play in the day. But in the night, I feel the right. Took the left, fuck town, Brooklyn, break it down. Head from state to state, travel as I unravel the race. How it tap, shot, and stutter. I remember way back in the days playing hot peas and butter. Brother, if you want another lesson, Brooklyn, session, take it back, Blacksmith and Weston.
Press your luck, you get stuck by bucks, throw your buck. Master Ace has the taste for duck and duck sauce. So tell Lord Digger, dig a grave for the bones, sticks and stones. While I kick some ancient homes through your dome, act went back to attack your home. So Tim, can I flip?
Yes, you can.
I'm in the world war with Muhammad, my man.
Feels so good to be a Brooklyn Dodger. What's happening to Rerun and Roger? I think I've seen him wearing Timberlands and running down the block from Dwayne. And Dwayne had a Glock, cause he be selling rock for the Partridge family. And Ruben Kincaid dropped the 300E. And he be pimping Chrissy from Three's Company. Plus he sucked Mr. T for all his jewelry. This is the 70s thing from the days when kids didn't act so crazy.
Bodega with Pablo and
Sid.
Hold on. We just got back on. Goddamn thing shorted out on us. All right, we got to call it back. Let's see if this is our same homeboy. We can find out right now. Hold on 1 second. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Pablo and Sid? Hello?
Yes?
Hi. Sid, is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, how are you, honey? You remember me?
No, I don't. Who are you?
Okay, one word. Forest Park, 1994.
Okay.
That's
actually
terrible.
Oh, stop on me. Forest Park, 94. Wow. You know.
Wow. Wait. What did Sid do in 94? I'm curious.
For him to tell.
That's for me to tell. Wow. 94. Wow. That was 15 years ago. Man, I.
94, wow, that was the heavy drinking years, brother.
Oh, my God. Shut up, man.
I'll narrow it down a little bit more. Summer
okay.
of 94, Forest Park.
Was he bigger than a bread basket? I'm
he
sorry. Wow, this is deep.
Hey, where are the white women at?
You screwed up, man. You screwed up, dude. You know how much stuff I've done? Fuck that. To not remember any of this, okay?
Oh,
Until you have to come back to behind the scenes with this. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I can't believe you forgot.
We need another clue. We need another clue.
No.
Another clue.
No. Why don't you play Deuce?
Deuce is being an ass. Oh, no, I'll kill that. All right.
Oh, man, he is annoying me.
All right, I'm down. All right, so we know he's not bigger than a bread basket.
Sure. Okay. All right, 94, wow. Listen, Forest Park, wow, so long ago.
Yeah, we only got 8 minutes left to figure this one out.
Oh, sure. Get behind the scenes, and you have to get back to me on this. Because, you know, whatever. Are you still there, Paul?
I'm here. I just don't understand how you don't remember. Remember we used to hit acid?
We used to what?
What?
There were some photos that we took with the gang. Yeah, I would say so.
How of you? You got this?
A lot of the photos with the gang were taken by me or by two or three other people. It's funny, the photos that are out there are few and far between.
Yeah, I know. Do you actually have any of those photos?
I have a few of them, and I'm actually in one of them.
Actually,
you remember me in the early 90s as a dude.
So you know about it. Okay. Good. So you're cool too, aren't you? Man, I'm stumped. There's a lot of dead air right now. Wow. Alright, you have to get behind the scenes for this one.
Wow, this one has me stumped. All right, so we're saying 94. So I was around 94.
I was 94, right?
I was 94.
I can't remember how many times. I mean, we used to go there sledding all the time, but, I mean, we didn't really make it a hangout, you know? So.
Well, occasionally, wow. Remember we were really fucked up, and we would just go different places in the park. And you were...
Whoa. Let's not go there on air.
You were a different person when you were high. Let's put it that way.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm telling you, hold on. Sid's on his stool. I'm on my stool. All right.
Well, Sid was also in my
stool. No. Stop. All right, Pop, just go into... Listen, all right. We have stuff to do first. Paula, just stay on the line for a sec, okay?
Okay.
I'm here, man. I am here. I am really breaking my own head. I personally need another... Okay, they can't call me out on stuff on doing anything during that time period.
There's a ton of people that can call me out on stuff. And honestly, at this point in my life, I don't really care anymore. But
I was clear-headed for everything. So I need another hint here.
That's what I'm saying.
Hello? I need another hint, personally. I can't vouch for Sid's brain, but I know I remember a lot of people.
Well, I don't know what else I should really give you guys.
How about sending us a picture? How about one of those pictures? How about that?
Okay. Do you have a site I can load it up?
You know what? You can just send it to the email. You can send it to the email address, DAVILDIGGERRADIO@...
I'll give you one more hint.
Okay.
One more.
Okay.
Ozone Park and Brooklyn.
Now, wait a minute. Ozone Park and Brooklyn. There's only a handful of people that lie between those spots, Sid.
Okay. What about the numbers 104? Does that ring any bells to you?
Of course, 104 rings a bell.
Of course that rings a bell.
That rings a perfect bell. I know anybody else who's listening to this show is like, what the hell, but hey, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
104 is the street that we used to hang out on. That's an obvious. In Brooklyn, well, I was from Brooklyn. There was a handful of people. There was a very small group of people from Brooklyn. I was the main one, but there was a couple others.
Well, Sid was the main one, too.
But Sid's not really Sid's from Brooklyn, but during that period, time period, Sid was Queens.
Right.
No, but
I was traveling back and forth. Remember at the time when we first met?
Because
it's mind-boggling to you, yeah. So I'm just trying to figure this out. Wow. I don't know. I really don't know. That makes me sound real stupid right now, but it's the truth. Listen, I mean,
I am... Got me thinking, though.
It had me thinking, too, though.
I am really... You know what? Let's do this right. We only got 3 minutes left. All right. Ozone Park, Brooklyn.
Can I make this game announcement already?
All right, hold on. Well, while Sid thinks, you can also download this show at conglomerate.podomatic.com.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably be back sometime next week, still fighting with the audio, on blogtalkradio.com/doublebega. You can get a hold of Sid's MySpace at myspace.com/DA Conglomerate. I almost said DA Bodega. My MySpace is skills low.
Is that where you find out that Pablo, that you were from Bensonhurst?
I'm actually not from Bensonhurst. I lived in Bensonhurst. I'm not from Bensonhurst.
Oh, my mistake. What about John Adams High School?
That was Sid.
That was me. He'd go to Adams at all.
I know.
Oh, man, you're really going to have to send me that photo. Jesus.
I will.
You have to send us. You guys have to send that photo. You want to get that email address stuff?
DoubleDagaRadio@Yahoo.com.
DoubleDagaRadio@Yahoo.com. Man, I don't know. I really don't know. Where do you live now?
Right now I live over, well, I don't want to give it on the air. That's crazy.
Okay, don't give it on the air then. All right.
Hold on. I won't look for a specific area. All right, I don't want a specific area. I'm just gonna ask two questions. One is, are you within New York State?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm in. So you're within New York State.
Correct.
You live within New York State, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
All right. Cool. Ring me up once. All right.
What's the question?
Well, my second question would have been if the answer was no, now I was going to be like, well, are you in a state that's connected to New York?
Oh, no.
Oh, this is in my ear. All right, let me do it.
Yeah, we got less than 90 seconds. We're in the final run here.
Hey, Carla, do you have Skype?
No.
No, you don't.
Like
okay.
That.
Okay, no problem. Listen, so you can send us that photo. Do you want to hit this enough now, or do you want to just go off?
We still got about a minute left to go here, people. So.
All right. Listen. So here's there it is. Thanks, Deuce. Here it is. So we're thinking about putting together something in a couple weeks, doing a live show before one of the biggest parties of the year in upstate New York.
Ah, yes.
So we're looking at, I don't want to give away the specific dates, I'm all I'm going to say for now. It's probably going to be a big conglomerate bash. It's going to be me, the PAB, obviously, is going to be in the spot. We're going to have DJ Monk, who's been on the show before. We're also going to have DJ Willie Will, who will probably make his first appearance on that show. It's going to be a live show. Anything goes. We're probably going to have a studio audience. This is probably going to be the biggest show we're ever going to do, and we hope we're going to screw this up.
Yeah, so, caller, we're going to have to let you go.
Caller, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to let you go, but please... Email us.
Yeah, we're out. Sid apparently banged somebody a while ago. We're gone. Peace. Well, that sure was fun now. Well,